It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Wednesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. It is August 10th of 2022. And we got a jam-packed show for you today. We're going to be putting our Back to Camp series on the shelf for today, as a lot else is going on as we, you know, inch closer and closer to fall sports. You know, the content train, it really gets rolling. And today on the show, just to jump right into that, in the second segment of today's show, Des Moines Register sports writer Tommy Birch is going to join us from Dyersville, Iowa, and give us a preview of tomorrow night's Field of Dreams game between the Chicago Cubs and Cincinnati Reds. And some breaking news just a little earlier this afternoon as it relates to the Field of Dreams game, specifically its future. And so perhaps maybe you've seen that if you've been on social media, but I will save that for when Tommy joins us in the next segment and allow him to not only break that news on this show, on this station, but to also elaborate as only he can as to what it all means. So look forward to that. And then obviously just a much larger than just simply as it relates to the breaking news about the Field of Dreams game, but just a much larger conversation about the game itself set to take place tomorrow a few other elements as it relates to all the pomp and circumstance of what's become this just made-for-TV event by Major League Baseball of playing in the corn at the Field of Dreams, albeit not the OG field. It still kills me that some people think that, or some people are upset that they didn't play on the OG field, but that just simply not possible, not feasible. But nonetheless, they got their work cut out for them to make tomorrow night's game come anywhere close to the entertainment value that last year's game provided, as the Chicago White Sox defeated the New York Yankees on a Tim Anderson walk-off home run. That game was surreal. I mean, just right out of a Hollywood script. But, you know, with that in mind, I don't think I'm the only person this way. Like, that adds some intrigue to me. Like, it's very likely not going to be as entertaining. How could you get more entertaining than last year's game? So what does Fox, Major League Baseball, Frank Thomas's company that he has partners with, Go the Distance, that owns the place out there now, you know, what do they have up their sleeve? Because I have to imagine, while it is obviously another Field of Dreams game, there will be some very noticeable differences in how this one is packaged in comparison to last year's game. So Tommy Birch, Des Moines Register, live from Dyersville, Iowa, in the next segment of today's show. And if you're wondering, Cole, well, why not just have Tommy on tomorrow ahead of the pregame beginning at 5:40? Because, of course, as I acknowledged, it is a made-for-TV event. But if you cannot be in front of your television to watch the Field of Dreams game between the Cubs and Reds, because we are your home for Cubs baseball. You can, of course, listen to the game right here on 1650 AM or 102.3 FM. Pregame coverage begins at 5:40 tomorrow night, and first pitch is at 6:15. And as I was getting at, you're probably thinking, at least a few of you, well, Cole, you could have just had Tommy on tomorrow. Well, Cole's taking vacation tomorrow and Friday. And so, as you may have noticed, all the P1s out there been taking some vacation mid-late July here into the early parts of August, because it's in this business, it's the right time to take vacation, simply put. As fall sports draw close, it just gets crazy busy. It's a good busy. I love it, as you might imagine, as I think is made pretty clear. If you listen to this show, but it makes it hard to take vacation. And it's not I don't even want to take vacation that time of the year. So I've been taking some Fridays off and getting out and playing golf, albeit not very well, but I'm going to be off the next 2 days. And so is Mark Simpson. Some well-deserved vacation for one Mark Simpson, as he needed to get a couple days off before the silly season of fall sports begins, and then that just goes right into winter sports, and the next thing you know, it's April. So Mark Simpson off the next couple days. I'm going to be off the next couple days. That means you're going to get the DA show, Damon Amendolara, from 5 to 8, right up to the Dan Patrick show the next couple mornings, and then as well the Zach Gelb show ahead of that Field of Dreams game broadcast tomorrow night here on The Fan. 5:40 pregame, and then you'll get Zach again on Friday, a full ride with Zach from 5 to 9. So in case anybody asks, we're still here. We're just taking a couple days and recharging the batteries, and then we're going to be at it full blast starting next Monday. And the next thing you know, you'll turn around and football season games will be kicking off. So looking forward to all of it. No doubt about it. However you are tuned in today, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com, I appreciate it very much. Follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And like the Facebook page. Just type in 1650TheFan. You'll find it and hammer that like button. Check out that website also for the podcast of this show. You get all sorts of great local and statewide sports content, so bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. And dial me up if you want to add to the show with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479, or we have the technology. You can email me. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. All right, area sports news and scores here in just a few short minutes, and typically I would hand those off to David Warrington, our great intern that many of you have come to know throughout this summer. However, today, David's last day of his internship, I let the young guy off early because I'm that great of a boss, all right? And I'm sure the hell of it is, the thing that you know about David is he's not a knucklehead like I was at that age, and Lord only knows what kind of shenanigans I would be getting into if the boss man let me out of the internship on the last day a little early. I know we don't have that to worry about with David, but I did want to give him a shout-out on air today on the show. Just did an outstanding job for us this summer, has a very, very bright future, and in particular, really was impressed with his work, as I hope many of you were, when he was calling a decent amount of Waterloo Columbus baseball and softball games this summer. That's David's passion, his play-by-play, and he's already done a lot of it. He's not even 21 yet, and he's got a lot on his reel. So as I told him today, yeah, for whatever the hell it might be worth, you're welcome to use me as a reference. And he's not going to be a stranger, I can tell you that much. He helped us last year with calling some high school playoff football, and we're very much hoping that that's the case again. And then I think he'll also call a handful of basketball games for us this winter as well. So not the last you have heard or perhaps seen of David Warrington here on The Fan, but wanted to give him a shout out today for a job well done on his internship this summer. All right, what else do we got to get into? Okay, so I already told you, area sports news and scores, as always, to lead it off. After we're done there, we take the first time out, get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VEASAN Action Update from Brett Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday from Megan Mulford. We come back from that first break. Tommy Birch, Des Moines Register, joins us talking about tomorrow night's Field of Dreams game. After we're done with Tommy, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break. And this morning, I was over at the Unidome. No, not in the alumni suite. In the Unidome for the Panthers 2022 Football Media Day. And it was held in the new team room, the Van G. Miller Charitable Foundation team room that is in the northeast corner of the Unidome. Very, very nice room, and you could tell from what Mark Farley had to say, just his demeanor, and then talking to some coaches and players down on the field after Coach Farley's remarks at the podium in the team room, just how much of an asset that room has already proven itself to be, and also, too, the outdoor practice facility. It's those two things together are adding up to mean a lot for Coach Mark Farley's program as he enters his 22nd year as head coach. So in that third segment, I've got audio from Coach Farley, from co-offensive coordinator Ryan Clanton, and from returning starting quarterback Theo Day, who's competing with sophomore Matt Morrissey right now in camp. So I'll have my recap, my analysis, and then, of course, audio from the three that I mentioned from UNI Football Media Day today. After we're done there, we take the final timeout, get you a NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, come back for a final time, and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Let's go ahead here and dive headfirst into area sports news and scores for your Wednesday, August 10th. The Cedar Falls boys golf team is going to begin its defense of a 4A state championship tomorrow. The Tigers open up their 2022 fall season competing in the Mississippi Valley Conference meet in Marion. Cedar Falls returns a strong nucleus from last year's state title team, including Owen Sawyer and Max Choa, both who finished in the top five at last year's state tournament. Several area teams are ranked in the Cedar Rapids Gazette's preseason high school volleyball rankings. Cedar Falls is number two in 5A. In 2A, two-time defending state champ Dyke New Hartford is top-ranked, while Sumner Fredericksburg is eighth and Grundy Center is ninth. And in 1A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is fifth, Dunkerton is ranked sixth, and AGWSR is ninth. In case you missed it, the Quad Cities River Bandits beat the Cedar Rapids Colonels 7-2 in the first minor league baseball game at the Field of Dreams Stadium in Dyersville last night. The teams wore special throwback uniforms. The Cedar Rapids Bunnies in the Davenport Blue Sox was the uniforms they wore for that game last night that was televised on MLB Network. Attendance, good, 7,532. And, of course, as I mentioned, the Major League Baseball Field of Dreams game returns tomorrow. The Cubs take on the Reds. It's a regular season baseball game. It counts. It's not an exhibition. And they are going to don custom uniforms inspired by those worn by the clubs in the early 20th century. I've seen pictures of them. They're very sharp. Last summer's thrilling walk-off win for the Chicago White Sox over the New York Yankees was the most watched single regular season baseball game on any network since 1998. And last year's MLB at Field of Dreams game was named the 2021 Sports Event of the Year by the Sports Business Journal. If you can't watch it, as I mentioned, you can listen right here on The Fan, pregame at 5:40, first pitch at 6:15. And the city of Dyersville is receiving $12.5 million in federal funding from the state towards a planned baseball stadium on that Field of Dreams movie site. It's part of a broad baseball and tourism project planned. According to a release from Governor Kim Reynolds, the money will go toward the This Is Iowa Ballpark, a multi-use $50 million stadium. The money comes from a grant from Destination Iowa, a program to promote tourism and attract new residents to Iowa using federal pandemic relief money from the American Rescue Plan Act. The Iowa Cubs have been sold for the second time in less than a year. A representative from the team said the conglomerate they're a part of was transferred to new ownership yesterday. Diamond Baseball Holdings, an organization that owns and operates the Iowa Cubs, announced yesterday that Silver Lake will become its new ownership partner. Silver Lake is acquiring Diamond Baseball Holdings from Endeavor, a global sports and entertainment company. The Iowa Cubs were previously sold in December. Iowa State redshirt senior Xavier Hutchinson has been named to the Earl Campbell Tyler Rose Award watch list. It's given to the top offensive player in Division I football who was born in the state of Texas, attended a Texas high school, or attended a Texas junior college. Hutchinson played 2 years at Blinn Junior College in Brenham, Texas. Last year, he led the Big 12 and Iowa State with a single-season Cyclone record of 83 receptions. He leads all active Big 12 receivers in career receptions and receiving yards. Cyclones open their season right here on The Fan, September 3rd at home against Southeast Missouri, SIBO, in Ames. And finally, St. Cloud rallied to beat the Waterloo Bucks 13-8 last night. The Bucks led 5-3 going into the top of the seventh when the Rocks broke out for seven runs. Both teams had 14 hits in the game. It's the fourth straight loss for Waterloo. Bucks now 6-24 in the second half of the season. They're back home tonight hosting Rochester. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN Action Update, and a forecast all coming your way on the other side. Field of Dreams game, we preview it, and we get some breaking news from Tommy Burch. He is the man on the scene in Dyersville. Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
Well, the Dodgers have the majors' longest winning streak, now at 9 games after last night's series opening win over the Twins, which dropped Minnesota into a tie for the AL Central lead with Cleveland. Two teams will meet tonight to cap off the day of action. Lots of afternoon baseball. And in New York, the Mets made it 6 in a row, clobbering the Reds 10-2 in the series finale. Tyler Naquin with his 10th homer, Taijuan Walker with his 10th win. The Cubs top the Nationals by a score of 4-2. Nico Hoerner with his 7th home run of the season in that one. San Francisco trails San Diego by a score of 6-4. The Padres pulling ahead after falling behind 4-0 with a 6-run third in that one. In the American League this afternoon, the Angels on top of the A's by a score of 3-0. The Yankees in Seattle are scoreless in the bottom of the fifth. Another pitcher's duel after the two teams went 13 innings last night, won by the Mariners 1-0 this afternoon. The Yankees have 2 hits, the Mariners with none so far. Milwaukee top Tampa Bay in 10 by a score of 4-3, and the Tigers have fired general manager Al Avila. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. CBS Sports Radio has moved to SiriusXM Channel 158, or listen to us on your local affiliate. Find your station at odyssey.com/stations.
CBS Sports Radio.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
The first day of school in the Cedar Falls School District is August 23rd. To register your returning student, log in to your PowerSchool parent portal. The link for the online registration will be at the bottom left side of your screen. If you've forgotten your username or password or have not yet set up a parent account, please email powerhelp@cfschools.org for assistance. If you have more than one child, you'll need to complete the registration for all children in your household, with the exception of PK, kindergarten, or new students to the district. After you have finished the registration process and submitted your information, there will be a link on the last page to the Tiger Web Store, which is the payment portal for school fees, lunches, and so on. If you have any questions or clarifications related to online registration, feel free to email powerhelp@cfschools.org or call 319-553-3004.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, here's the deal. This is State Farm agent Brad Jacobson, and I am your go-to agent in Cedar Falls for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. call me, Brad Jacobson, at 319-277-4134 for your surprisingly great rates today. 319-277-4134. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The NFL preseason continuing on Thursday night. The New England Patriots hosting the New York Giants in Foxborough. New York a 2.5-point road favorite, minus 135 on the money line. The Patriots plus 115. The over-under in New England Thursday night is 33.5. The Tennessee Titans visit the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore a 3.5-point home favorite, minus 170 on the money line. The Titans plus 145. The over-under in Baltimore, 31.5. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Kenny Pickett, he's the favorite to win the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year at plus 800. Red Hot winning picks at experts.winnersandwiners.com. Save 75% when you use the promo code ACTION75. experts.winnersandwiners.com. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. 65 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, northerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs around 80, lows around 61. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid-70s Friday, with a chance for scattered storms. Upper 80s, partly cloudy Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 85.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan, and we are just one sleep away from the second Field of Dreams game. And of course, I know, it's a made-for-TV event, but if you cannot watch it, you can, of course, hear it right here on your home for Cubs baseball, 1650 The Fan, pregame at 5:40 tomorrow, and first pitch scheduled for 6:15. So wanted to talk about this game tomorrow night. There's a lot around it, obviously. And not only that, there's a lot as it relates to, you know, the business and logistics side of things, and some breaking news today as well as it relates to the future of the Field of Dreams game. And so we bring in Tommy Burch, our friend from the Des Moines Register, who has been outstanding last year and already this year in his coverage of this Field of Dreams game. And Tommy joins us from Dyersville, Iowa. Follow him on Twitter at Tommy Burch. Mr. Burch, how you doing today? Thanks for being here.
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'd be doing better if my Cubs had had a few more wins to their credit, but you know, we talked about it plenty. We knew what this season was very likely to be, and perhaps we'll have a little bit of time to talk about the Cubs since the trade deadline has passed and some big roster moves have happened since we last spoke. But we got to start with the breaking news today. As it relates to the Field of Dreams game, what can you tell us?
Yes, so Major League Baseball will actually not be returning to Dyersville in the Field of Dreams movie set in 2023. I spoke to Frank Thomas earlier in the day. Frank leads the group that purchased Go the Distance, the company that owns and operates the movie site, and said to me that they're going to have construction going on at the site for some of the big plans that they have for this site, which include like a youth baseball and softball complex. So that work is going to hamper any possibility of Major League Baseball coming back. There are hopes that MLB will return sometime in the future, but right now that's kind of where things stand.
Tommy, the way you phrase that at the end, there's hope that the MLB will return sometime in the future. Would it be a fair characterization to say that this one-year hiatus due to construction is jeopardizing potential future games, and at least it would seem the potential for annual future games?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a genuine worry. Right now, we just don't know. I think if I were a fan of this game or I lived in Iowa, I'd feel pretty optimistic that Major League Baseball would return, because, you know, even though this year the ratings are going to dip, the interest just isn't as high, it's still kind of turning into one of Major League Baseball's kind of crown jewel of events. I mean, last year just was absolutely perfect. Everything that could have gone right did go right for Major League Baseball. And it kind of pumped up new interest, not only in the movie, but Major League Baseball, and got the sport and everybody around it some really much needed goodwill. And I think kind of the prevailing thought has always been, like, at some point, whether it was after last year's game or after this year's game or the year after, sometime soon, it wouldn't be really a bad idea to take a break from the game and kind of let it marinate and build up interest again.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register sports writer, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company, talking about tomorrow night's Field of Dreams game between the Cubs and the Reds. The breaking news, if you're just joining us, that construction at the Field of Dreams site will make it at least a one-year hiatus. No 2023 Field of Dreams game. Tommy, what can you say about Frank Thomas and the Go the Distance company? It's crazy to think, like, they're balancing, okay, we want to develop this property, while at the same time, we know that our development's going to push Major League Baseball away for a year. What that might mean for us, how lucrative, do you have any idea how lucrative last year's game was for that company of Frank Thomas's?
Yeah, I think, you know, from an actual money-making standpoint, that actual day, not that great, because they had to actually, shut down the site. You know, obviously the store was open and things like that, so there were some money-making opportunities. But I would say most of the profit came from just renewed interest in the movie. You know, there are so many more people that started watching the movie, I would say, simply because of Major League Baseball's presence last year and this year. I know simply from a player's perspective, so many people that I've talked to from the White Sox, the Cubs, the Reds, and even the Yankees had said, look, we didn't watch the movie, but it prompted them to at least check it out. And I know many fans are too. And I think that's kind of the ultimate goal of this whole youth baseball and softball complex, is it will kind of expose, you know, a new era of kids to what the movie and the site is all about. Because when they go and play at the site, obviously parents are going to have a good understanding of the movie, the lines and the nostalgia and all that type of stuff. But it presents kind of an opportunity to watch the film and say, hey, this is what we're doing, this is where we're going, this is why you should watch this type of deal. And I think the youth baseball complex, and I know there are a lot of people kind of have mixed emotions about, you know, building such a big site to you know, what is considered kind of iconic tourist attraction land. But in the grand scheme of things, they're looking for ways to keep it profitable and also keep it open, too.
Yeah. Is there anything different with this year's game as opposed to last year's? Like, I'm thinking, are we not going to get Kevin Costner out there, you know, walking around and taking in the vistas like we got with the, you know, the cinematic shots from Fox? Is it maybe a little less pomp and circumstance with this second go-around?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a really interesting pregame kind of show, festivities, whatever you want to call it. I just don't know what they're going to be. You know, I've had some little hints tossed at me. It sounds like, Fox wants to find a way to incorporate kind of the storied history of the Cubs and the Reds. And there are a lot of former players from both organizations that are in town. Johnny Bench, Ken Griffey Sr. I know Ben Zobrist was even in town for an autograph showing. So I think that's going to be the game plan kind of for the pregame stuff. Frank had actually said Kevin Costner is not in town, but he's actually filming a movie. Made it sound like he possibly shot a video that could be shown during the game or something like that. So, you know, look, no matter what they did, it wasn't going to be able to top what they did last season. It was just too magical and just too perfect. And I think that's where a lot of the viewership is going to come in and kind of a lot of interest, because, look, let's be honest, the Cubs and Reds, they're horrible teams. They're not even in rebuild mode. They're still in teardown mode right now.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people are wondering, like, okay, we know Major League Baseball and Fox cannot top what they did last year, but maybe let's tune in and see how they try to.
Yeah, yeah, they've got a whole new, you know, thing to reckon with on their hands. As much as it is the same, it's a lot different because of these two teams. And like you point out, Tommy, these two teams, they stink. Okay, the Cubs stink and the Reds stink. What are the chances going forward here in the future? Albeit we don't know, given today's breaking news, when Major League Baseball will return for a Field of Dreams game. But when they do, do you think there will still be, well, we need to get this regional team in, or we need to get this regional team a game at Field of Dreams? Or maybe it turns into what I had in mind was, why wouldn't you just wait until, I don't know, the beginning of June, and then you pick your matchup? Would that, you know, kind of like a flex game like the NFL would do? Do you think there's any chance of that?
Yeah, I think, kind of like I said before, I think the idea is Major League Baseball wants to come back. And I think had the construction not been going on, I think the plan would have been for Major League Baseball to come back in 2023, which makes it pretty logical that if they were going to come back, why not come back in 2024? And I think kind of the rumblings I had heard was they want to try to find a way to incorporate some of those local ties. One team that's kind of been passed around a lot to me is the Minnesota Twins. So that one would be pretty interesting. I know at one point, when MLB initially changed the 2020 game because of the COVID-19 season, how just the limited travel and all that stuff, they actually changed it to it was going to be the White Sox and the Cardinals. I'd heard, you know, it could have been some different form of that too. So I think the Cardinals are on their radar, the Minnesota Twins are on their radar. Just obviously local teams are going to drum up local interest because it's going to be hard to get people from too far away to come to Iowa, come to a cornfield, and come to Dyer. So I think what you really want to do is try to build up the local audience.
I think, is it true that the Oakland A's are actually just trying to move to Dyersville?
That would be a better stadium. It would probably have more fans, so that would make complete sense.
Hey, if I'm Governor Reynolds, I'm making a pitch, you know?
Yeah, or... You know, right now, you know, what's funny is Brooks Conrad, the manager of the Quad City River Band, had said after last night's game, he would like it to become kind of a yearly matchup where the River Band and Colonels meet at the Field of Dreams movie site every year, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I hope that does become a thing. Just a couple more minutes here with Tommy Burch of the Des Moines Register talking about tomorrow night's Field of Dreams game between the Cubs and Reds. Anything in particular, Tommy, stick out about the players you've spoken to from the Cubs or the Reds? You mentioned earlier about how this game provokes them to go back and watch the movie, but anything else stuck out from what you've heard from any of the players or coaches for that matter?
Yeah, most of them haven't watched the movie. You know, I've talked to a lot of big league guys that have been coming down on rehab assignments and picking their brain a little bit about how excited they are to go to Dyersville and all that. But most of them hadn't seen the movie. They are excited about the idea of coming to Iowa and kind of, you know, changing up that mundane schedule. But, as ironic as it is, you know, the other day Major League Baseball did a Zoom call where they had a rep from one team. They had Kyle Farmer from the Reds and then Frank Schwindel from the Cubs, who actually got sent down to the minors now. Frank Schwindel is coming to Iowa, but he is not going to Dyersville. He's going to be coming to Des Moines. So I'm sure he was really excited about the idea of coming to Dyersville. I think he would be even more excited now if he got a change of plans.
Oh, that's too bad for Frank the Tank. Good guy, but man, Tommy, he just wasn't hitting enough.
Yeah, you know, he has opportunity last year and really made the most of it. I think he was a guy that just really wasn't on the radar, but played so well that they thought, hey, let's give him a look. Let's see what he can do. Maybe we have you know, caught lightning in a bottle. And, you know, I think the magic kind of wore off, and now we're seeing who Frank Schwindel is a player. But like you said, tremendously kind guy, super nice, a fan favorite, but ultimately just not part of the Chicago Cubs plans moving forward, at least in the big leagues.
Tommy, let's put a bookmark at that point of the conversation. I'm all out of time today, but we'll definitely have to get you back on soon and talk about those Chicago Cubs and what you said earlier. They're still tearing down. They're not even rebuilding yet. So great stuff, man. I've really enjoyed reading your coverage about the game, and we'll look forward to following you on Twitter at Tommy Burch and reading your game story and all your other coverage on the second annual Field of Dreams game. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thanks for having me.
Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register sports writer, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company and give us a preview of tomorrow night's Field of Dreams game. Just a quick programming note, I am taking last little bits of vacation here before the fall sports season begins. Just been taking a little bit of vacation while I can here, and we'll be off tomorrow and Friday. Same goes for Mark Simpson. So you'll hear Damon Amendolara from 5 to 8 in the morning the next couple of days, and in the 5 o'clock hour tomorrow before the Field of Dreams game pregame begins at 5:40 with the Cubs and Reds battling it out in Dyersville. First 40 minutes of that hour will be the Zach Gelb show, and then obviously Zach from 5 to 9 on Friday as well. But Mark and myself will be back on Monday, better than ever, recharged. And at that point, I mean, it is all systems go toward the 2022 fall sports season. And we're very much looking forward to it. We'll ramp back up the Back to Camp series that we've been doing since the beginning of last week on this show and continue to be talking with area high school football coaches to preview the 2022 season. So just a couple things to get out there as today marks the last Cole & Company of this week, back on Monday after a couple days of vacation. So let's take this time out. We got Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim on the other side. This morning over at the Unidome, it was Panther football's annual media day, and it was held inside the new team room that is in the northeast corner of the Unidome. Really nice room. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break, and we'll hear audio from Coach Mark Farley, as well as co-offensive coordinator Ryan Clanton, quarterback Theo Day. Got the full breakdown for you. That's next on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Sprint car racing's biggest event begins tonight with the first of two nights of qualifying at the Knoxville Nationals. Saturday night's championship lineup will be determined by a point system that even includes time trials and heat races.
And we come around and run a feature so for 200 to win and so on. So a perfect score of 500. So, you know, the cream always rises to the top on most racing, and this is no different. But it does give the middle-sized teams, the mid-teams, a really good shot at doing well.
That's race director John McCoy. NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson is the defending champ. After playing the first ever minor league baseball game at the Field of Dreams movie site last night, Cedar Rapids and the Quad Cities will renew their Midwest League Series tonight in Modern Woodman Park in Davenport. Last night at the Field of Dreams sites, it was the Quad Cities 7, Cedar Rapids 2. Also tonight, the Iowa Cubs host Louisville. This is Radio Iowa.
Medicare can seem confusing and overwhelming. The good news is there are local people dedicated to answer questions about Medicare. Whether you're starting the application process, figuring out which coverage plan is right, have questions about prescription drug costs, or how to get Medicare without breaking the bank, your local area agency on aging can help. Take the first step to Medicare relief by calling your area agency on aging at 1-866-468-7887. Brought to you by the Iowa Department on Aging.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, it's supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Huh. Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
Now, back to more Cole and Company on the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues, and as I mentioned there before the break, I was over at the Unidome, joined by my colleague Mark Simpson, and we were there to cover UNI football media day, and head coach Mark Farley, good vibes all around, smiles, and the reason why being he was holding today's media day in the new team room that was constructed in the northeast corner of the Unidome. It's the first ever room solely designed for the Panther football team to meet as one. And Farley began his remarks by making sure to point out how much the room means to him and the program.
All right, welcome. Kind of nice to have a normal season and do this thing normal again. So it's been 2 years since we've really had any rhythm to anything. So first off, you know, want to bring it over here. I know they announced it over there. We want to be in our building, in our program, sitting here in the Interdome. And this is the first time in all the years I've ever been here as a player, coach, or anything that we got to be in our building, all right, with this team room. And thanks to our football alumni, thanks to Van G. Miller and a number of friends of our university of the football program that we get to sit in a room like this, okay? So this is a great deal for us. And at the same time, the outdoor practice field from the Gotchkeys is another great deal.
When it comes to Farley's football team, a new offense and quarterback competition are the biggest storylines headed into this 2022 season. Asked what's going to go into the decision of who starts at quarterback, be it either returning starter Theo Day or sophomore challenger Matt Morrissey, Farley had a real simple answer.
Who can score the most points? Okay. and seriously, brought Bodie Reeder in here to score points, brought receivers in here to score points. Quarterback's got to make decisions to score points. Which quarterback will drive the field on a two-minute offense? You look at our schedule right now. We've always played the toughest schedule. You could probably say this is the lightest schedule in the last 6 years, and it's still going to be a top three schedule. Because I just looked at the rankings. We played five of the top 10 in the deal, plus Air Force. So I'm going, okay, there's six of our 11 games or whatever right there against top 10 teams in the country. So I'm going, all right, what will make my decision? We're going to have to win games in two-minute offense. We're going to have to win games with a field goal. We're going to win games by 7 points or less. It's going to come down to a field goal or less if we're playing what we need to play, just because the opponent is that good too. So who's going to make those drives? Who's going to be able to take the field with that kind of demeanor to win the game? And that's points, demeanor, leadership, whatever word you want to tie to it. That's what will determine if we pick the right quarterback and if we got the quarterback to do that. But you also need players around them for that support staff. It'll come down to the quarterback.
Bodie Reeder, who Farley mentioned, is the Panthers' new co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. And shortly after his hiring early this year, he collaborated with co-offensive coordinator Ryan Clanton and wide receivers coach Joe Gans to build an entirely new offense. In speaking with Clanton today, I asked what provoked this big decision to remake the scheme.
And what went into the decision to do that rather than, you know, continue to try to mesh this verbiage with that verbiage like has been done in previous seasons?
Well, the big thing that we talk about is making an offense for UNI that stands the test of time for years to come, so that whoever comes after us, you know, has this way that we play, and it's set in stone. And I think that's what that's the challenge that we, you know, went after defining the UNI offense. You know, and I've been here for a long time now, and I've seen, you know, different offenses come and go, but this one's definitely, you know, built to stand the test of time.
Following up, I asked Coach Clanton next, what excites you most about this new scheme?
It's electric. There's a lot of different, you know, movement formations, and you know, I just think there's a lot of explosive plays, and that's, you know, what I like the most about it. That it's, you know, reminds me of when I was a player in a similar system, and I think that it's going to be fun to watch.
When it comes to UNI's quarterback battle, Farley said today that after a scrimmage this Saturday, he and his staff are going to put together their first depth chart since fall camp began, which of course will include who the number one quarterback is. And I would say, short of injury or an epically poor performance in camp between now and Monday, all signs point to Theo Day being the Panthers' starter. And the second-year QB told me today he's much more comfortable than a year ago at this time when he had just transferred in from Michigan State.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm a lot more comfortable now than I was a year ago at this time. So I feel like just being here for a year and being around the same people has really helped me out, just getting comfortable.
Along with a higher level of comfort, Day said he's excited to play in this new offense that Reeder and Clanton put together.
I think just the amount we'll probably throw the ball this year, and just kind of spreading it out, getting wider splits out with our receivers and kind of just letting it fly.
Most years, UNI Football Media Day comes before the team begins fall camp practices. They had six practices under their belt when we were able to speak with Coach Farley today. So I asked Coach Farley, you got six practices under your belt. What stuck out about your team?
The first thing that stuck out to me is the thing that was our biggest challenge is bringing all these dynamics together. We sat in this room for the first time, and I said, if you are 6 or 7 year players, stand up. If you have been here less than 6 months, stand up. The starting unit will have players in here that have been here less than 6 months, as much as guys that have been here for 6 years. Now bring that dynamic together in 30 days. And that's been what I've looked for, as much as how to blend that. There will be growing pains going through that, as anything, okay? Because one, you have to learn our way, but two, you have to learn how to play with each other. We have to learn our way. And everybody's got to play that way and fit our system and not just be fast. Okay, you can be fast and big. We can win with good players. If you want to be a great team, you got to play, get the best players out there playing as a unit. So that will be the emphasis all the way through camp. We will go through our growing pains to do so, just like any team does, but that's what camp is for. I've noticed out on the football field, I really don't like to refer to the leadership, but I have seen our older group of players really invest in what they're doing. And when I see that, what I mean by invested, I'm watching Quan go help some of these newcomers. Guys that are trying to win a position, he's out there still trying to help them, even if they're at his position. I see him manage the sideline and try to get help where coaches aren't there. So I'm watching to see what goes on outside the coaching world to see how the players are invested in the program. This group seems to be that way, not just Quan. That's an example. I watch Sapp. I watch Ellis. I just see how their demeanor is on the sideline when maybe there's other players on the field. Are they in tune to working with, communicating about football, or talking about what happened last night and just waiting for their turn to go on the field? These guys are much more invested, as it seems to me today, and we'll build off that. Conditioning-wise, that's a big deal because of where our first game's at, okay? So we better be in condition, and, you know, the climate, we were forced inside last week, so, and then this week we finally got to go outside. So we got forced in last week, and this is like playing on the, you know, this is like spring break, all right? This is good in here, all right? But, man, if you get outside, that's a chore, and we have to live in that and practice in that, and let we can't let the elements factor into us, whether it's the heat, the height of the wherever we play, the elevation we're at, whatever. Okay, can't let that play a game. It'll factor. It will affect. We just can't let it factor into it. So that's a mindset to me more than it is anything else. So those are all the things playing in my head, and I'm watching the quarterbacks. I'm watching. The other thing I'll tell you is coaches, you know, particular defensive side. I mean, Reeder and Clanton and Joe, I mean, that's a pretty easy connection, okay, because of their past, because of their what they came from, how they play. So it's a fairly good connection, a fit, a bridge. And then on top of that, all last spring, they built the words, they built the system, and they built it for you and I, not for whatever was used before. So they retooled it and made it for our players. So it is for them by name, by structure, by everything, built for that personnel and those names on that personnel. Where before you kind of carry something in and terminology that really doesn't mean anything because you're pulling names out of the woodwork sometimes to make names for stuff. Versus defense, totally different. We've always run the same defense, but now there's some coaching to be done in the staff room as much as on the field because coaches are learning our ways. We're learning their techniques, maybe to help tweak and make us better, but they're learning our way, our defense, and there's a lot of players out there that know our defense very well, and now they're trying to, maybe they know defense a couple of terms that the players don't. So in 7 days, I'm trying to marry that up and then tweak that as we get through it, but it's not a problem. It's just, it's never been a, I haven't had that issue for about 5-6 years because I could walk in a meeting and 5 minutes later, I can leave the defensive meeting. Now that meeting's an hour long because you got to coach them up to get ready to go coach the players up. It just takes more time to do that, but it's all good time because you got a different, it brings some newness or a little bit of more energy to it when you got to go back to the basics again, which is good.
I'm Kayla Burton with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Commissioner Roger Goodell spoke publicly for the first time since the league appealed the 6-game suspension given to Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. Goodell says the league wants a longer suspension, calling Watson's actions, quote, predatory behavior. Elsewhere, Sean McVay put any retirement rumors to rest. The Rams head coach revealed Tuesday he recently signed an extension with the team. Bears All-Pro linebacker Roquan Smith is still looking for his new deal and now, possibly, a new team. Smith asked the Bears for a trade Tuesday, but the team says it still hopes to keep him in Chicago. Another big blow for Jets right tackle Mekhi Becton. The former first-round pick is expected to miss the season after fracturing his kneecap. Injuries limited him to just one game last season. Saints quarterback Jameis Winston also on the mend. He'll miss a few days of practice after spraining his foot. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. When we talk about generational talents, many people turn to Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, Tiger Woods. We often skip over one of the most dominant athletes of all time, Serena Williams. The women's tennis star has won a total of 39 Grand Slam titles. If you include doubles, she won 4 gold medals, won the 2017 Australian Open while being pregnant. But the star is now 40, and yesterday she announced this year's U.S. Open will probably be her final event. Without Williams, women's tennis will never be the same. But we still have time to watch one of the greatest of all time compete in the sport that she dominated for over 2 decades. Williams has won the U.S. Open 6 times, and although she really hasn't been the same since tearing her hamstring in 2021, it's hard not to be intrigued by her final event, because when she steps on center court at the end of August, it could be the last time we see one of the most dominant athletes of all time competing for a title. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Well, because it's the biggest sale of the year where all the smart beds are on sale. 50% savings on a 360 limited edition smart bed. Great time to discover adjustable comfort for the both of you. Also, ask about Sleep IQ technology. Because sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy almost 30 minutes of more restful sleep per night. So you add it up, we're talking 170 hours per year. Find out about your sleep number. My sleep number is 75, by the way. Right now, it's the best time for the biggest sale of the year at Sleep Number. All the smart beds on sale save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed for a limited time only. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Sleep Number. .com/Patrick.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Colbert, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday and for a final time this week with a little vacation coming up. We'll be back on Monday at 5. And folks, if you haven't done so, time's running out. This Sunday, the deadline to visit 1650thefan.com and enter for your chance to win the Great Golf Giveaway to Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And it's so much more than golf. you get a free night stay at the resort. You get 4 water park passes, 4 zip line passes, 4 one-round golf passes, $50 in dining vouchers. All you got to do, go to 1650thefan.com. Right there, smack dab on the homepage, you'll see the Great Golf Giveaway post. Click there, enter your information into the online form. And then Monday, when Mark's back, hosting Maximum Mornings between 6 and 8, we will announce the lucky winner. Good luck, and thanks for listening. Got to thank Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register. And have a great weekend, everybody. Back Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.